3 tipid tips para sa mga mag-jowa. Para sa mga mag-asawa.
Welcome to Love Connect Podcast with
The Kosho. Mami, marami ka na ba mga na-receive na mga tipid tips before? Before we share ours, ha? Kasi marami na yan eh. Sige.
Oo, marami ka mababasa, magiging advice sa'yo ng mga tao. And just to think about it, matatapos na ang month of June. So, kamusta na yung first 6 months of the year nyo? In terms of saving, isip ko ngayon, dami nangyari sa atin sa first 6 months. Mm-hmm. Dami natin na-save, may na-invest din tayo, marami rin tayo na-pay off.
Mm-hmm.
Yung mga advice na na-receive ko dati, iba na na-apply ko na sa single ako, iba ngayon na married ako, iba din ngayon na nanay na ako. Nung single ako, naalala ko, yung taga yung 10-20-70 na natutunan ko kay brother
10% Bosa. 10% tithe, 20% the investment
and savings, and 70% is the expenses. Kasi tagang dati, fixed talaga yung ano ko eh, yung monthly mm-hmm. income ko. So, yun siya. Iba na nag-asawa na tayo.
Yeah. Ako, ang pinaka na ano ko lang is yung live within your means. I think that's one of the golden rules ng finances. If you really apply that, ang dami tayo may pera. Kahit maliit ang kinikita mo, if you really live within your means, no?
Sabi nga nila, not within your means, below your means.
Di ba? Ay, ito lang kaya ko, ito lang, maano mo siya. Ayun. So, that ends our podcast.
That's tipid tips for you and me.
Hindi. Sige, magkita tayo ng, ano,
saan tayo nasira sa finances? Saan din tayo nakabawi?
Doon tayo sa, ano yung nakatulong sa atin?
Pero usually, kasi pag nakatulong, along the way. Sige,
we'll discuss it along the way. Gusto kong mabanggit yan eh, yung nakasira. Tama. Madadaan yan nakasira. Madadaan natin yung ano, nakatulong.
Nakabawi.
Paano yung payoff? Ibig sabihin, kumita ka na malaki kaya nakapayoff ka. O pwede palang hindi kumita na malaki, makakapayoff ka pa rin.
Yes.
Diba?
Okay, game.
Okay. Number one.
Ako sabi mo, love ko next.
Tipid tip number one is this. Nasubukan niyo na bang pumasok ng grocery? Mag-asawa kayo, di ba? For married couples to. Ibig sabihin, ang may influence ng gastos, dalawa. Hindi lang isa. Nasubukan niyo na bang pumasok ng grocery? Kasi ibibili ka lang ng isang item, paglabas mo, isang buong cart ka na naman. So, tipid tip number one is huwag maniniwala na bibili lang ng isa sa grocery. It means you have to really list down and be intentional yung labas mo ng grocery. Pangmaramihan. Kasi kapag bumili ka ng pang-isahan, paglabas mo, maramihan na naman yan.
So we shared that in one of our TikTok videos. As may isa nag-comment, sabi niya, alam mo, hindi na ako bumibili sa grocery or supermarkets. So sabi ko, so nag-online shopping. And it's the same thing.
Nag-online ba siya?
Nag-online shopping naman daw siya.
Sinubukan ko online, ha?
Mas mahirap nga kasi sabi mo, ay, sulitin na natin yung shipping fee or yung delivery.
Hindi, kasi meron sila. Baba, may isang store, kailangan 3,500 para
minimum
free worth. Para free yung shipping at
saka free yung Hindi nalito ka. Ang nag-comment sa video natin.
Oo. Pero sasabi ko nga, mahirap din si online. Mm-hmm. Kasi initial, bilhin lang ako ng konti lang. Tapos, makita mo may shipping. Sabihin sa'yo, buy worth 3,500 para free shipping and free na yung meron pa kasi yung pag-aayos eh. So, gagawin mo, sulitin na natin to. Panggang next month na to.
Dala na nagaraya.
I-3,500 na natin to.
Pero there was a point in during pandemic ba yung, pero pa rin bang Robinsons na gano'n? Yung Robinsons supermarket kasi pag naka minimum spend ka ng 5,000, may libre silang 3,500. Ferrero. 3,500 ba yung Ferrero?
Depende sa promo nila.
Depende sa promo nila. So I think yung parang kung catch on.
Tsaka we're not supposed to mention names, but tell me na siya namin yung names if you want to sponsor us.
And it's because it's a part of the family ng Summit Media. That's why I also mentioned that.
Ayan.
So anyway, yun. Totoo yan. Kaya nakausap ko rin si Miss Neri Miranda sa isa sa mga event na kinover natin for Summit Media and Smart Parenting.
Miss Neri Miranda. Chito and Neri Miranda.
Yes, the Wais na Mrs. Na sabi niya, alam mo, talagang antipid dip talaga sa kanya na Wais na Mrs. is talagang bago ka lumabas, maglabas ka na sa notebook mo talaga, ano yung bibilihin ko. Sabi nila, sa lalo ni Chito, pagkakain sila, mag-usapan sila o magkano lang talaga yung spend natin para sa labas ha. Ito lang yung spend ko talaga para dyan. Kasi sabi niya, kung hindi talaga, na-experience na talaga niya na wala, sky's the limit. Which is totoo
dyan
talaga.
Dyan tayo nadadali actually.
Totoo yan.
Nadadali tayo two ways. Number one is yung walang listahan, bibili ka lang ng cotton buds, tapos ay teka lang, diaper na rin tayo. Ay teka lang, ano na rin. Ay, merienda ng mga bata. Ay, merienda natin. Ay, ganito. Ang dami na merienda ng sang
barangay.
Oo, hindi ng sang taon na pang isang araw yung ganun ng bibili natin.
Lalo na growing kids.
Parang teka lang, 'di ba? It takes discipline.
Yes.
Talaga, tapos teka lang. You have to be comfortable na pag ito lang bibili mo, ito lang talaga. Tsaka yung pagkain.
In number
two? O, nadaladaan sa pagkain.
Dali ka sa pagkain.
Kasi hindi naka-budget.
Mm-hmm.
Magka naman budget mo for food today? 300, 500, 1,000. Eh, dahil wala. Doon tayo. Magkano yan? Bahala na. Masarap naman eh.
Lalo na si Anya. Anong gusto mo?
Ramen. Lahat ng gusto niya. Nung bata tayo, gusto natin mura lang. Itong bata to, lahat ng gusto niya.
Actually, yun, mayroon isang video na nakita ko na parang before McDonald's or Jollibee. Or
treat
luxury.
Na yun.
Oh,
treat na yun.
May pag-graduation, recognition, may awards ka, di ba? Pero ngayon,
what do you want? Katsu.
Katsu, ramen. Starbucks,
Jayco. Hindi pa siya Starbucks eh. Hindi siya sa Jayco eh.
But kids nowadays.
Yogurt, is sabihin niya. Yogurt. Froyo.
Oh, yun yung yogurt.
Basta, basta sasabihin niya, yogurt, ramen,
katsu.
I want katsu. Yung lang sasabihin.
Tapos sabihin ni Pio, me too, too,
me too.
Anyway.
So, yes. if wala yung budget, the stores are ready to take your money.
Yes.
That's what's gonna happen. Which leads to tip number two.
Mag-break muna tayo.
Oh, yeah, break muna tayo.
Hi, I'm Vanya.
I'm Isa.
And I'm Ayu.
And we know you're enjoying this podcast, so if you're looking for more stuff to listen to or to laugh to, you can try checking out our podcast. Try lang naman.
Yeah, my mom told me when I was a kid to always try things at least once before you say no. So you can try to listen to our podcast where we talk about anything and everything that matters to us. As in, kahit ano.
Yeah, so give a listen later after this podcast. Go check us out, follow us at That Sounds Holy, and we release new episodes every single Tuesday. So try it out.
See you or hear you.
Journey with you.
Feel you.
See ya.
Tipid number two.
Tipid number one is again, huwag maniniwalang isa lang ang bibili sa grocery. So
kaya
intentional na, ilista mo na. Tapos stick to the budget, please. Mm-hmm. Kaya nga best talaga not card but really cash.
Para mas ramdam mo.
Oo, kasi pag card, iba yung tingin mo talaga sa cashier. Go lang, card naman yan eh. Pero pag cash ka, nakatutok ka, magkano na? 0.75, 1,000. Ala, malapit na. Titingnan mo ka, di ba? Talagang, pero pagkatapos, yung feeling, alam mo, lalabanan mo lang yung feeling na baka may nakatingin sa akin, okay lang, baga bawas. Pero after nyan, mas rewarding yung, ay, nakatipid ako ngayon.
And they will not pay the bills.
Oo,
for you.
Diba? Kaso lang, kailangan din mo makawala doon sa nakatipid ako, ano pwede mabili? Yung mga ganun.
Oh my God, guilty of that.
Pag nakatipid ka, tipid mo na yun. Itago mo na yun. Lagay mo na sa either
right
debt
pocket.
Fund mo or investment mo, which is tipid number two. Tipid number two.
Number two is kung wala pa yung project or yung work or yung bonus
whatever
na hihintay
expecting.
Mo o in-anticipate mo na eggs na harvest season, eh mag-hold ka muna sa mga gastos mo. Mm. Usually, kaya tayo nadadali dun sa mga advance ko muna ha. Kasi may parating naman. But unless hawak mo na talaga yung actual cash na yon, it's still not within your means.
Yeah, kung wala pa, wag muna.
Wag muna, tiis muna.
Dahil ako yung nag-work sa atin, in-apply ko yan eh. Ay, may patating naman na ganito, nag-talk ako, wala pa yung bayad. May video, wala pa yung bayad. Pagdating nito, ito, advance ko muna. Tapos pagdating ng bayad, doon ko ilalagay, ibabalik ko lang. Anong nangyayari? Pag dumating yung bayad, di mo na binabalik. Gagastos mo na naman ulit. So sabi ko, teka lang, ba't kaya wala naiipon? Tapos nauubusan ka pa. Tapos lahat na sa receivables mo. So, it's good. It's a good reminder. Kung wala pa, wag muna.
Okay, I like that.
Diba?
Pag wala pa, wag muna.
Oo. Talagang, alam nyo, yun yung sasabi sa Bible, na if you're faithful in small things, you will be great steward in bigger things.
Yes.
Kasi, ay, kung kaya ko nang wala pa, wag muna, tiis-tiis. Pag dumating, kaya ko na. Mas malaki may iipon.
Yes.
Diba?
It's really, obedience din yun eh, no, Dad? Parang, especially nowadays, ang dami talaga kasi temptation eh. Makakita ka lang ng post na, oh, yung sarap nito. Makakita ka lang ng ads na ito, oh, yung sarap nito, try natin ito, may bagong open na ito. But it's also obedience. It takes a lot of courage also to obey God as good stewards of money. It's very challenging, lalo na pag may anak na kayo kasi you also want to please the kids. Tapos yung kids ngayon, mat-mya, nagugutom talaga sila, diba? So you really have to be strategic also on how you spend your money. And last one, last tip.
Bago yung sa last, yeah. Saka ano yun, yung mindset ba? Mindset. Yung mindset lang na pag ginagawa mo siya, mindset na pag nagtiis ka muna, hindi siya yung kinawawa mo sarili mo, isipin mo you're taking charge of your life. Hindi ako kawawa kaya titiis muna. Kasi I'm taking charge of my life and this is what's best for us in the future.
And because of that, yun yung sabi mo na pagdati na you take other you let other people take over your life. Mm-hmm. Sunod ka lang ng sunod sa pangarap nila. Sunod ka lang ng sunod sa gusto nila. At the end of the day, you resent yourself, you resent other people too. Kasi nga, teka, saan napunta to? Uy, teka, ba't wala ako na-save para sa sarili ko, para sa pamilya ko? Mm-hmm. But yun sabi mo na mindset na when you learn how to say no, but not being offensive, not being defensive too, you will be happier and content with your decision.
Yeah.
I'm doing this because it's for the future of my kids. I'm doing this because I love myself too. Na hindi ako mag-work ng 24/7. Tapos nakita ko na wala lang pala nung kinapupuntahan.
Which leads us to number three, which is you have to, ang tawag ko dito, you have to be comfortable with the small.
When the world wants you to always have big and accumulate so many things, you go for the small.
Actually, part siya. At saka ano to eh. Ang tawag ko sa mga small na to, small wins na to, small savings na to, small investments na ito, or ito yung, okay, paano ka makakabawas ng utang o makakawala ng utang kung nahihirapan ka pa mag-increase ng sweldo mo? Kailangan ba malaki? Sa dinig, kano ka ng million para mabayaran mo lahat? E paano kung wala pa?
Mm-hmm.
This is wherein you have to be comfortable with the small if you're meant for small for now at wala pa talaga. Connected to number two. It means, what are the things that you can dispose so that you can have more savings? Makapagtipid ka. Ano yung, sa ating kasi, ganun ginawa natin eh. Paano tayo naka-pay off? Naka-pay off tayo, hindi naman lahat, mayroon tayong binayaran, mayroon din tayong binitawan. Diba? Yung kinaya mong bayaran, bayaran mo. Credit card, bayaran mo yan. Sige, ganito yan. O may tao dito, bayaran mo yan. Pero mayroon bang pwedeng bitawan for now? Masakit kasi kailangan mo. Pero teka lang, it's pulling you down. If it's pulling you down, bitawan mo. So that the money that we'll use now, kaya ito ha, take note lang, before you do this, kailangan very solid ang discipline mo. Kasi if not, yung binitawan mo, may makuha ka, mawawala lang din kung hindi ka handa. So you have to be ready. And again, mindset ba? Mindset. Mindset with your spouse. Fix kayo kung kailangan nyo magpirmahan ng kontrata. Create an account where you put the money. Tapos pay off your debts. And then be comfortable for now. You have to think long term. And then you have to look for small goals na short term. Short term to muna. Bakit? May long term goal tayo. And that's how you reset your life. That's how you reset. And then don't apply the past mistakes, learn from it. Start to have new pathways na in your life.
Super agree. With again, the tipid tips is continuous learning as you go through life, as a couple, as parents as well. But awareness is really the key that's helping us as married couple and as individuals na kaya mo. And if you feel like hindi mo ginagawa pa ngayon, kakayanin mo rin. Darating din yung point na kakayanin mo mag-asawa.
Kasi indispose, may mga dispose na mabibenta mo, kikita ka, dispose ka na mga, ang dami nang live selling ngayon. You dispose your shirt, you dispose your pants, na di mo naman kailangan na. Or you can dispose something naman na hindi ka kikita, pero mawabawasan ang banabayaran mo. So it's still, again, it's money. Kasi money came in, or you prevented money from coming out. And then you realign. When you're aligned, do na, apply mo na ngayon yung mga rules. Ilang percent dito, ilang percent dito, ano ang priority natin ngayon?
And the end goal is that you can dispose so many things to protect yourself from being disposed.
Yun.
Kasi di pa parang
pagod na pagod ka na.
Sobrang pagod na. Sobrang nag-suffer na yung health mo, mental
nagsasuffer
health
ng
mo.
Marriage nyo.
Nag-suffer na yung marriage nyo. That's why you always said nung sa mga previous podcast namin na marami kami pinagdaanan ni Drews. And that's when I told Drews na mas importante ka kaysa sa perang nawala sa atin. And the Lord is faithful as we are doing our best to be faithful too. So alam namin na kayo din na nakikinig sa amin, you can have that power to be faithful in the small, in the medium, and in the bigger things of life.
So, again, money is good. It's not bad. But use it as a slave for life and don't be a slave of money. Use it as your ally in loving, in helping. So,
I like that. Don't treat money as slave too, but treat it as an ally, as a friend, because it's really important in life, diba?
Yes. So we pray for all the financial blessings of those people who are listening to our podcast. Or maybe, again, maybe reflection question ba tayo?
What are the tipid tips that are helping you? Kasi for sure, meron naman nakakatulong sa kanila. Just continue doing that. Affirm yourselves also. And, yun lang naisip ko. Ano yung mga bagay? Para ma-reaffirm naman na isa't isa, di ba?
Literally mag-audit kayo. Audit kayo of what you have. Sit down, audit your utang, audit your incomes, audit your mga receivables, audit your ano ba mga investments nyo, para makita mo lang tapos where you're going, where you're leading.
I love that. Mag-align
kayo.
May mga part na nahirapan kami dyan kasi parents na kami, pero ang sarap ng feeling na nag-life audit, no?
Yeah, so you can do a financial audit.
No, and let's welcome July with a beautiful and positive mindset.
Yeah, let's pray in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen, Lord. We pray that if there's someone who's listening to this podcast na meron, Lord, parang there's a burden of finances, paulit-ulit, we pray for healing. We pray that you break the chains, we break the burdens, we cast this burden out of our lives, we put that under the foot of your cross, and Lord, let's cut it already. And we welcome a new path of blessings, a new path of abundance that blesses all the married couples and those who are listening right now. This kind of abundance that will not lead in vain, but it will lead in humility, in serving you more, in using the worldly things for your heavenly kingdom.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you very much for listening to Love Connect Podcast with the Kosho, powered by the Abundance Network.